So you think if the trend goes like it is, and but you're looking at just from the budget part, not in actuality of we won't spend $1,295,000 that is in the as expense. We wouldn't anticipate spending because $500,000 is emergency, $500,000 is contingency. Was it $200,000 capital improvement?
Was it $250,000?
$200,000.
Was it $200,000?
Yes. And we've got right now $100,000 equipment line that shouldn't be spent.
Yeah, we budgeted $125,000 in equipment, and we're at we're under $25,000. I don't see us spending over $25,000 unless it's emergency equipment.
Okay. And we've got $215,000 that we had in as expense in the environmental on the airport that doesn't look like we'll have to spend this year. So if we put all that, if we put that together, it was $1,500,000. But then we don't know about $220,000. And
correct, that's going to be on the admin fees.
Okay.
That we're
but that puts us down to $1,295,000 as expenditures that can come off that we shouldn't have to spend. So that said, beyond that, if the projected revenue coming in and the other expenses, am I asking you too much? What do you think we'd be taking out of reserves, that we'd be leaving in reserves?
Well, like you said, if we take out all the contingency emergency management, the equipment that we are, expense that we're not going to be doing, there is going to be a lot of budgets that are going to be hitting expenditure amount, the total expenditure amount. But
the department budgets are?
Yeah.
I didn't mean to interrupt you. I'm sorry.
You're fine. And I'm not for sure if any of them right now are going to be going over. It doesn't look like it is right now, but it might, some of the budgets. But I was going to be meeting with some of the office holders or the elected officials on those. I see right now, if you account that, you'd be looking at about $500,000 or $600,000 out of reserve, unless our revenue does not come through with all the admin fees. If we don't account for the law enforcement sales tax admin fee that we've never collected, and if you take out the assessor admin fee and drop down some of the, depending on what the statute says with road and bridge revenue from the admin fees, I'm looking at probably 800 to 900,000 out of reserve by the end of the year. But that's all dependent on the revenue that you get from sales tax and the total revenue.
Okay. 800 to 900,000 out of reserves.
Correct.
I wasn't hoping to figure that much when I'd been going through it.
He just said that's if we start knocking down all the admin fees and we plan on it. There's too many variables there for you to get an answer.
Exactly. But that's if
that's what everyone's going on now, we're probably going to deficit spend about $250,000.
We've never just deficit spend but $250,000 in the last 13 years.
It'll be less than. I don't. But again, you guys are throwing up too many variables to give me accurate.
Well, we're asking, the statute's asking the departments and department heads to give their budgets for 2020. So you have to, and when you make the budget, you're making a year ahead. So here we are into the eighth month. So we have to relook at our, what we looked at as variables when you made the budget and let everyone know where we're at. Do you agree with that?
I agree with that, but you guys start talking about admin fees and not charging this, but not charging that. Whenever we originally budgeted, we were going to charge it. If you start changing the percentages of the admin fees.
Well, I'm accounting for some of the admin fees that have never been collected, like the law enforcement sales tax was budgeted, but there's no expenditure coming out of that fund.
And we didn't do that last year?
No.
Never. I didn't.
And that's an admin, but we did for
that's $140,000.
We did for other expenditures. Right?
Hmm?
We took costs of improvements of the building out of it, or costs for maintenance of the building out of it.
And we do that.
Right, so that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but we had never taken the $140,000 admin fees out of that fund, and I didn't remember.
And it wouldn't make sense to take out $140,000 out of that just to pay the bond for next year.
I'd have to look at what the. Could we have the formula? I'd have to look at the formula and see what we did and why we did it. My point is to sit here and give speculation of saying we're going to spend this much, but we're not going to take out this much for admin. You guys are changing everything so much, you can't give an accurate number. We don't know if we're going to deficit spend by $800,000 or $900,000 out of GCR or not, because you guys people are picking new numbers.
The numbers I were given were factual numbers. I wasn't going to admin fees.
He did. And whenever and the number he gave you of deficit spending was taking out some of those numbers, right? Taking out some of those admin fees. So you gave a deficit spending number of $800,000. That's after taking out admin fees that we did have budgeted, correct?
Correct.
So he was giving you information based on numbers pulled out that we have not decided to pull out. Is that fair? So my point is we can't sit there and say we're going to deficit spend $800,000, $900,000. We don't know. And that's just dealing with the GCR fund, not Road and Bridge, law enforcement. There's other funds there, so I just want to make sure that everybody's clear on that.
Yeah. And as we discussed when we approved the budget, as far as admin fees, we will have to have a legal opinion.
That. I just don't want the public or anybody else to not understand that. I guess it's going to be, it started getting kind of convoluted. I just wanted to make sure everybody's...
I'm just looking at the all the revenues that have been collected, and we're in the end of July, so we're beginning in August with... only getting 53% of the sales tax, which is quite low for this time for a new year. But, I mean, like you said, and that's for July. I'm not mentioning the one we got for August, which is going to be up.
For overall, sales tax, we're up $60,000 points. 689, I think it is. Is that right, Melanie?
Yeah. But we've got a lot of factors
That was for the month of August overall.
We've got a lot of factors that are under, like, right now we're 33,500 for boarding other entities lower, or that's where we're at, where we've budgeted 100,000. And we're over half, and we haven't got half of those.
And that's on what?
Boarding other entities.
Is that per diem?
Yeah.
Is that from the state reimbursement, or is that from
state reimbursement, I believe. Wait a minute.
Melanie, do you know where we're at?
Boarding other entities, which would be...
That'd be like either Branson or...
Yeah.
And then do we bill those quarterly, monthly?
That would be... That would be the sheriff. And that's one department that I was going to talk
about. The one that ends in 065?
The one that ends in 87.
065 is the state,
right? Yeah, there it is.
I said, what's the state of?
105,000.
Yeah.
Well,
for what we budgeted.
You don't know what that was from previous year.
I could go figure it out.
Yeah, it's $300,000.
Mel, you care to come to the mic?
Not that much. That caught up something. Well, we're starting to carry over into the 2020 budget discussions. So do you want to mingle that all together, or do you want to?
Oh, I thought it was all together.
No. He's still in the monthly budget report.
So do we want to move into the 2020 budget discussion?
I believe that's where we're at. So it's
all right. So GCR, we are up. It's 0.869.
Mm-hmm.
For the year, 0.888 is what we were up.
Compared to what we got last year.
Same time last year.
But we budgeted just a little bit more than that.
Budget. My budget was 1%, 2%.
$8,150,000, and we budgeted $8 million the year before, I believe. That's my memory on that part. So I don't know that we could say that we're up considering that. But the factor.
Our sales tax collected is up. It's not what we, not quite what we budgeted.
Correct. You mentioned something that.
What did we say we were going to do? $8,150,000 is what we budgeted?
I thought it was $8,150,000. Am I wrong on that? That's by memory.
$8,150,000?
Correct.
That's what we budgeted.
$8,150,000.
And we're up 0.869 of what we actually received last year. We actually received $8,100,000.
So we're okay. Yeah. So we're
so
bad.
If we keep the same pace, we will be over what we budgeted. For
and our budget had us using how much expenditures compared to revenue? Our budget had 16.5 million in expenditures and 14.4 million in revenues.
And we always know there's roughly $1.5 million that we
might have done. And that's what I meant. It's $1,295,000.
But like you say, Brandon, that's all speculation because we could spend quite a bit of that $100,000 extra in equipment or other.
Right.
And
that's why we're talking about. But then you start looking at capital improvements, and that would go against. It goes against your overall budget, but doesn't go against your parking garage. What's that going to cost?
If it's done the way the engineer said it. He says road and bridge can do it. It'd be the cost of the steel that they're putting down and the labor of road and bridge.
Have you gotten, is it $10,000, $15,000? Do you know that?
Depends on which spots he goes. If he determines to fix it, it would be $110,000. I'm probably guessing $105,000.
And the other spots will be monitored to see how they. What I understood is they would be they measured them, they've got the record, and they'll be monitored to see if the spreads.
As of right now, we only have one spot that we will have to cut.
Mm-hmm.
The remainder is going to be working.
Okay.
Unless you change it, you can learn to call the patch after mm-hmm. doing all the testing.
And you think that'll be done? Okay.
Because I was waiting to hear from him to make sure that there's not going to be any more. That way we can do it all at once.
The point is, we have been blessed with a good reserve since 2008. And our expenditures have been exceeding our revenue since then. The sales tax, the judicial tax used to be included in that until about 2012. So go from then, we have been exceeding the revenues coming out of, however you want to look at it, reserves, savings account. And we're very fortunate that we have that money. But you can't forever continue to do it. And we do have our judicial tax that sunsets December 31st, 2022. Also, the bond payment finishes April of 23. If the